Welcome to Bertie County Board of Commissioners meeting, December 2nd, 2019. Invocation, pledge allegiance, Mr. Bazemore.
Let us stand as we give reference to our Lord and Savior. Loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour asking for your blessings and help as we are gathered here today. We pray for guidance in the matters at hand and ask that you will clearly show us how to conduct our work with a spirit of joy and enthusiasm. Give us desire to find ways to excel in our work. Help us to work together and encourage each other to excellence. We ask that we would challenge each other to reach higher and Father to be the best we can be. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Bazemore. Next on the agenda is going to be administration of oaths by the Honorable Annie Wilson, Register of Deeds, to our junior commissioners.
Good afternoon, everyone. It gives me a great honor and pleasure to be able to stand before you tonight to install some of our junior commissioners. It's a great accomplishment for them as well as for the county and for the school to represent their peers. So at this time, I'm going to get ready to administer their oath. And the first one, we have Mr. Quadre Dorner, Alexis Parker, and Ms. Jahai Basma. So I'm going to call Ms. Alexis Parker. If you'll come up. And if you're all here to hold the Bible for us. I have you can place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand, and you're going to say your name and then repeat after me. Okay. I,
Alexis Parker,
do solemnly and sincerely swear, that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will be faithful.
That I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
And bear true allegiance.
To the state of North Carolina.
To the state of North Carolina.
And to the constitutional powers.
And to the constitutional powers.
And authorities.
And authorities.
That are.
That are.
Or may be established.
Or may be established.
For the government thereof.
For the government thereof.
And that I will endeavor.
And that I will endeavor.
To support.
To support.
Maintain and defend.
Maintain and defend.
The Constitution.
Constitution.
Of said state.
Of said state.
Not inconsistent with.
Not inconsistent with.
The Constitution.
Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge and ability.
To the best of my knowledge and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I,
Alexis Parker.
Do swear.
Do swear.
That I will.
That I will.
Well and truly execute.
Well and truly execute.
The duties of a junior commissioner.
The duties of a junior commissioner.
According to the best.
According to the best.
Of my skill and ability.
Of my skill and ability.
According to the law.
According to the law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right, congratulations. Next, we would have Ms. Jahai Basma. And you're going to do the same thing. You're
going to repeat after me, okay? Place your left hand on the Bible. Raise your right hand. I,
Jakiya Bassnight,
do solemnly and sincerely swear,
do solemnly and sincerely swear, that I will support
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States,
that I will be faithful,
and bear true allegiance
to the state of North Carolina,
to the state of North Carolina,
and to the constitutional powers,
and to the constitutional powers,
and authorities that
are,
or may be established,
or may be established,
for the government thereof,
for the government thereof,
and that I will, endeavor to support, maintain and defend, the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with, the Constitution, of the United States. To the best of my knowledge, skill and ability, so help me God.
I, Jakiya Bassnight,
do swear, that I will,
well
and truly execute,
the duties of a junior commissioner,
according to the best,
of my skill and ability,
according to the law,
so help me God.
Congratulations.
That
I will support,
the
Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
That I will be faithful.
That I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
And bear true allegiance.
To the state of North Carolina.
To the state of North Carolina.
And to.
And to.
The constitutional powers.
Constitutional powers.
And authorities.
And authorities.
That are.
That are.
Or may be established.
Or may be established.
For the government thereof.
For the government thereof.
And that I will endeavor. To support, maintain, and defend, the Constitution, of said state.
Of said state.
Not inconsistent with.
Not inconsistent with.
The Constitution.
Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge.
Best of my knowledge.
Skill and ability.
Skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Quadre Jordan.
Do swear.
That I will.
Well and truly execute.
The duties.
Of a junior commissioner. Do swear.
That I will.
Well and truly execute. The duties of a junior commissioner.
A junior commissioner.
According to the best. Of my skill and ability.
My skill and ability.
According to the law. So help me God. Congratulations. Thank you.
Three Junior Commission and as a community, let us continue to support them and encourage them to let them know that we're proud of them. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, as we always do at this time of the year, there's the election of chairman and also vice chairman. I now turn the gavel over to the interim county manager, Mr. Vaughn.
North Carolina General Statute 153A-39 states, during its first regular meeting in December of each odd number year, the Board of Commissioners shall choose one of its members as chairman for the ensuing year. The board shall also at that time choose a vice chairman to act in the absence or disability of the chairman. The floor is now open for nominations for the 2020 chairman of the Bertie County Board of Commissioners.
I'd like to nominate Ron Wesson for chairman.
I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations for chairman? Okay. If not, is there a motion to close nominations?
I make a motion to close nominations.
Second. Okay. All in favor for Commissioner Wesson as chairman, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Congratulations, thank Commissioner
you.
Wesson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, the floor is now open for nominations for the 2020 Vice Chairman of the Bertie County Board of Commissioners.
I would like to nominate Commissioner Tammy Lee as Vice Chairman.
I'll second that motion.
Are there any other nominations for Vice Chairman? If not, is there a motion to close nomination for Vice Chairman?
I'll make the motion.
Close Commissioner Bazemore and second
Commissioner
Trent. All in favor for Commissioner Lee, Vice Chairman, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Congratulations, Commissioner Lee.
We will.
At this time, we will have a 5-minute recess. We will reconvene at 6:16.
Oh, man, I had to take my old chair. As long as I don't get the one Greg got.
Congratulations.
As long as I don't get the one he got.
Chairman,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Whatever I need to do. No, you've been down
the road. Oh, yeah, but that's where I know I'm giving me a lot. How you doing?
Oh. Hey, good, how are you?
That's why I brought my wig. It's embarrassing. It's like
Yes.
I'm
Thank you. We're now back in session. I'd now like to open the floor for comments from my fellow commissioners. First, recognizing Commissioner Trent.
First off, I'd like to say thank you to the Bertie County citizens for allowing me to serve as chairman of this board for this past year. These board members and myself, we've gotten a lot done. The beachfront property, things of that nature. And again, I just want to thank the people of Bertie County.
Thank you, Commissioner Strength. Commissioner Baseball.
Good evening.
Good evening.
She's out. Okay. I know you came from the big fight, but you didn't get it. But it certainly has been a pleasure serving on this board. It's never, ever a dull moment. I'd like to thank the new junior commissioners. I look forward to working with each of you and the citizens of Berkeley County. That's the main reason why we are here.
Amen.
To service your needs. And I read on the platform, a voice for the voiceless. So I will continue. So if there is a situation or problem that you need to be heard, please let me know, because that is my job. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Atkins.
I'd like to as well say is thank you for allowing me to serve as vice chair this past year. It's been a pleasure, and you know, these chairs up here aren't our chairs, they're your chairs, and you just allow us to sit on them and serve in them, and our job is just to serve you, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to do that. And congratulations to the junior commissioners, and look, don't let it worry you that you got a little fumble up there. I've done that too. That's hard. I mean, anybody that's ever had to do that, repeat all that stuff, that's hard to do. And they did a great job.
So,
thank you again for allowing me to be
here. Vice Chairman Lee.
I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you to my fellow board members for nominating me for vice chair. I'll serve gladly and I know that Chairman Wesson and myself will get along great and compliment each other well. We've done this before. My first year as a commissioner, I was vice chair with Chairman Wesson. So look forward to serving. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. And if you need anything, give me a call.
Thank you. And like all the others, I'd just like to thank all of my fellow commissioners for their confidence in me and for electing me to be chairman again of this board. It's a great opportunity, and I take it extremely seriously. And I look forward to the opportunity. Second, I'd like to thank Commissioner Trent for his service as the prior chair of this board. We had a full year, John, and we got an awful lot accomplished. So thank you.
And lastly, to the citizens, we are, in fact, one board. Yeah, we're five commissioners, and all of us have our own individual views on things, but when all is said and done, we are one board. And my role as chairman is not to, you know, take over anything or attempt to make decisions for this board. My job as chairman is to ensure that all commissioners are well informed on all issues and all opportunities facing Bertie County, and to ensure that we work together to improve the quality of life for all the citizens here in beautiful Bertie. So again, thank you all again for your support. Let's move forward. The floor is now open for citizen comment. Any citizen has a comment, please come forward, give your name, give your address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Floor is open. All right, got a packed house and no comments. That won't last long. Okay. Next to our appointments on the agenda, we have Mr. Architects Matt Johnson and Amber Idle from MHA Works giving us an update on the project. Please come forward.
Good evening. How are you all?
Doing great.
I wanted to come on behalf of MHA Works to let you know we spoke with Manager Vaughn right before the Thanksgiving holiday. MHA Works has undergone a transition in leadership in our Greenville office. Albie McLaughlin, for reasons of differences of management styles and vision for the future of the firm, is no longer with MHA Works. They've asked me to step in as well in the role of directing the office with my counterpart, Amy Spool. Day-to-day operations and management of your project for the library won't change. Amber and Danny have that project well in hand, and even though I have not been in front of you all or in front of the county, I've been in the background helping them on technical details, a lot of the specifications, contract language, things of that sort. So I really don't expect any hiccups in the project. The contractor seems to have everything running fairly smoothly. I know there's conversations now about scheduling kind of a ceremony for the steel when that starts going up. So I think I will offer to leave some business cards with Manager Long. If you guys have any concerns, please feel free to reach out. And I can either answer your questions or I can put you in touch with the other partners of the firm. But know that we do have the support of the full 50-person firm out of our Durham and Asheville offices. Like I said, we want to ensure that you know that we're committed to your project and don't foresee any issues completing a successful project for Mercy County.
Great. Any questions, or Amber?
I'm just going to give a quick project update. Matt and I just went on site, but I'm still making our weekly site visits. Currently, they're installing the floor boxes, so have power in the floor under the furniture, prepping for the slab for next week. So it'll be done in two pours, but that should be hopefully done next week with the rain. We've had quite a bit of rain, so it's kind of muddy out there right now. And then the steel, we're still looking for December 19th, and that was one thing I wanted to discuss with the blessing ceremony and the holidays and not having a clear date of when the first piece will be installed, whether it's Christmas week, and whether you guys would rather have a topping out ceremony when the last piece of steel is installed. That's looking forward to, they're thinking of February. So by your next board meeting, beginning of January, we have a hard date where we can set up that celebration, topping out ceremony. We'd rather do that. I just hate for it to fall on Christmas week and we didn't have enough information for you today to make a decision.
Well, I would think we can work with the interim county manager to help make the decision, but I'd like to hear from the board. Any questions or concerns from the board?
I think the community is already getting excited, and so if we could do it at the beginning, that would be wonderful when the when the steel gets here. We need, 3 days to announce a, that wouldn't even be a meeting. Yeah, I just think... Yeah, if we could do it at the beginning, if you got a firm date.
Later this week, I should have a firm date. Mm-hmm. And My only fear is that it'll be like the 22nd at the earliest. So if you guys are okay with that, I will let you know later this week that
Let Mr. Vaughn know, and he can work through us. And if that works for the schedules, we can do it. If we need to push back, we can as well.
Okay.
And who should be the front contact or the first contact? Would it be you, Amber, or would it be you, Matt? Or
I continue as normal. Amber's been the lead on the project. So.
Okay. Great. Great. It's good to know. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Next on the appointment agendas is our Emergency Services Director, Mitch Cooper, is going to give us an update on the fire department study.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners. In your packet, you should have a proposal from EnviroSafe to do a fire study on our 12 fire departments in Berkeley County. Last year, we talked about finding how to figure out sustainability, response plans, capabilities for each fire department, and how we can see for the future to keep all of them in business and keep them operating and figure out how to get the revenue funds to keep them operational, because as we know, anything in emergency services, every year the price goes up. EnviroSafe become recommended through some colleagues with the North Carolina Firemen's Association and through the North Carolina OSFM, which is State Fire Marshal. And they had a proposal to do what we requested with 104 hours of work at $12,896. And they also had in this proposal another 24 hours of work that could be added on for a population density map, service demand heat map with amount reached by drive time, isolated structure fire locations, risk based upon parcel land use, volunteer address, travel time to assigned station, effective firefighting force by apparatus and target hazards, which would be an additional $2,976, totaling the entire project $15,872. In this project, with everything that they're saying they can provide to us and with the updated GIS maps, we could also use this for EMS purposes and for the sheriff, if he would like this information on these mapping scenarios as far as getting our population density maps and all updated. Right now, I think there's $12,000 slated for this project, but under the vote from the Vertee County Fire Association, they requested to see if the board would approve the funds to do the entire project, $15,872.
Mr. Chairman, I got a question.
Yes, sure.
Mr. Cooper, did you get insight and some, as far as information from Mr. Serry, as far as some information that they would want on the study also?
Yes, we proposed this to the Firemen's Association. They put together what they wanted to see in the study. We were just a middleman in between EnviroSafe and the Fire Association. And EnviroSafe sent back a proposal. We presented it to the Fire Association. They agreed and voted on to proceed with it with the blessings of the county commissioners funding.
Thank you.
I spoke with Randy Thompson, Brunswick County Commissioner, but he also works with emergency services through some company. I know you know him. He's been
SDR.
Down here. Yeah. He spoke very highly of this company and said that they would do us a great job.
The guy that will be doing the majority of our study is retired fire chief out of Rocky Mountain. But everybody that works on this company, on this leg of this operation, is all retired chiefs. We spoke to several of them. They come highly recommended from some other fire chiefs that are retired in our area. And they're local. They understand rural firefighting, volunteer firefighting.
Mitch, I know you've spoken with most of the fire chiefs about this. What was the general response? Are they all very receptive to the study?
There's a few concerns about it. Some of them are worried about what they'll find out, and I think that's because this is something new. I think once the company comes in and sheds light on really what they need, I think they're going to find it to their benefit. And I think the county's going to find it to their benefit too, because it's really, just like our EMS study we did in 2010, it's really going to steer what the future is for emergency services. On the fire side, to make sure that their capabilities are met so they can continue to provide a service to the citizens that they do.
Well, I think the most important part is for this board to be able to make decisions on how we best help sustain the work of our fire departments. We really need the study to give us some ideas about how we can best do that and maximize resources associated with that. Is that on green?
Of the 12 fire departments, which ones did you speak with?
There were 7 in attendance at the meeting. We emailed every one of them, but there were 7 in attendance at the meeting, which would have been Lewiston, Blue Jay, Colerain, Midway, Mary Hill, Windsor, Trapp,
Kelvin,
and Askeview.
But when I read over it, I think it's great, but I'm wondering $104 per hour, how well would it fit for T County?
This is the first study I've ever done. When we got 3 different names, and everybody was telling us to go with EnviroSafe, and they said $104. Was that the
legal? $124 per hour.
Yeah, was that the legal municipality's rate?
I will tell the board, the Justice and Public Safety Steering Committee through our association will be talking about this subject this coming year in our meetings. And our first meeting will probably be the week of January 28th, that week. So, anyways, just putting that out there that we will be discussing if you want to hold off on this recommendation until, you know, or we can go forward.
I know we have certainly been sometimes in a rush or a haste, and it wouldn't hurt to hear what the state had to say. I really value their opinion.
Any other?
You know,
other opinion?
Board.
So, we have to decide then, do we want to hold off until another month? Do we hear from the state? Is that the feeling of the board?
For 1 month? Not
going to hurt. Yeah, wouldn't hurt.
You've got
that's
holidays,
that's what
anyway.
We would like to do. Then I need a motion in order to do that.
So moved.
Okay, motion on the floor. Go ahead. Right.
Yeah. If we hold off on this month, we will also be able to make a decision to go forward next month. We wouldn't have to wait another month.
No, we would
right.
not. No, we would not. No,
this is based on a month.
One month to hear from the state and their recommendation, and we can then at the next.
It's actually 2 months because our meeting won't be until January the 22nd. We will have met before, you know, our meeting is before that date. So it's actually 2 months.
I add a caveat to that. I understand waiting. I'm totally okay with that. But in order for this study to be effective, most of your volunteer firefighters are farmers. So if you wait after March, we're trying to do this in February, be done before March. After that, we won't be effective, and we'll come back until probably November trying to do it because we can't get enough participation.
But we certainly can have a special meeting.
Well, our next meeting is scheduled for the
4th.
Yeah, well, when the next meeting is scheduled?
February 3rd.
February the 3rd. Mm-hmm. Well, what about, though, our 22nd meeting?
We will not have had that meeting.
We will not have had that meeting. Yeah. Then we have February the 3rd, Powersville.
Right.
That fit?
But I won't be at that meeting.
Well, we can, if we have to change the date, it'll be around that date. So the meeting that we do in Powersville, around the early February, would that meet the date, Mitch? Time for you.
Well, in order for them to do their work, we were trying to have it done before February.
Before February.
Yeah, in the middle of February. But if the board sees it as deemed to wait, then we'll just...
Well, I mean, we have a lot of recommendation from other counties who've used them. Do we want to wait and run into the delay there?
After the state meet, we wouldn't be able to have a call meeting. Or special meeting, or you know how we do.
We can actually do it by email.
Yeah, we can.
So,
well, we have a motion on the floor. It's been properly second. Any further discussion, we will vote on that. And one of the suggestions is that we can do a call meeting or even vote electronically after hearing the recommendation from the state. That would move it along, right? Motion's on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Mitch, we'll make sure we know the time frame. As soon as we get that information from the state, we'll make sure that we do it electronically and get the approval or the answer to you.
May I have one more?
Yes, you can.
I was not notified until today, which I had no idea until today, but I got a call from the Mid-East Commission at 11 o'clock this morning. And we started working on our emergency operation plan, which guides us through hurricanes and natural disasters and large man-made disasters. And I've been kind of pushing, trying to get ours updated. And every time we turn around, just like this fire study, our EMS study, every time you hire a contractor, it's dollars by the hour and it's expensive. Well, Mid-East Commission called me today and said, I've got an opportunity for you and I want to know if you want to take it. ECU has started an emergency management school and they want to do their senior class project on Burke T. County's emergency operation plan for a full semester. So I was notified of that today. They're going to start writing their syllabus and put us in January and run us up to March. So if you get a call that Berkeley County's EM truck sitting at ECU campus, I might be in a classroom, but I'm there doing something for the county.
Well,
excuse me.
Go.
Mitch, could you repeat that last line again for the papers?
Congratulations.
Well, let me say also, Mitch, you know, and in about a couple of weeks, I'll be sworn in as the new president of the Mid-East Commission. And I can tell you that there were a lot of counties who were interested in having this honor themselves, but I won't take the credit, but the other Bertie County members on the Mideast who are faithful in attendance. We have the best county attendance of any county on the Mideast Commission, whether that's Askerville, whether that's Kelford, Roxhamble, Lewiston, because we know the mayor there is out, but I give them the credit for making sure that this went to Bertie County. So, great.
This will be a great opportunity for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
I'm just curious, Mr. Why is the study not effective? You said it won't be effective later in the spring when there's less participants.
A lot of your volunteer fire chiefs are farmers.
But why?
Getting them into these meetings that they're going to require and what is... go into this proposal, how much time they got to put in so you can get the information you're looking for, we don't feel that you're going to get as much participation. I mean, volunteerism, you know, when you tell a man he's got to feed his family, he's going to go feed his family. And if you talk to a lot of the fire chiefs, they work around a lot of schedules for the farm community. And for us to be able to get the participation we wanted and sitting down and having conversations, we really wanted to hone in on this thing by February going into March, because if you read this, there's going to be a lot of hours in the study that somebody's going to come sit down that we're going to be participating in, the fire chief's going to be participating in, and some of their officers are going to be in. That's going to take a lot of time. And we didn't want to hinder them in any way being volunteers in their organizations. I mean, we greatly appreciate the time they take to respond, but this is not going to be an easy task for them. It's going to be a great outcome. I believe it's going to be a good outcome.
But I hope so.
The time it's going to take, we wanted to make it convenient for them.
Satisfied. Well, I can tell you, being a relatively new association in terms of being, you know, really active and making progressive moves, it's important that we get very, very good attendance, Mitch. And we want all hands on deck as much as possible.
Jerry about it has been pushing mighty hard. So,
I know.
Hats off to him.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. All right, thank you. Great. Last but certainly not least on our appointments is Operation Roundup Care Trust Grant. And hopefully we have with us here Veteran Services Director Denise Clark and also Administrative Assistant Sheila Power from our Extension Office. Hello, ladies.
Good afternoon. As you all know, I'm Denise Clark, the Veteran Services Director, and you know mainly my office exists in assisting veteran transition life from military life to civilian life. And that being said, some of the problems that I have with the Veteran Service Office is that through transportation, some of them have low income that cannot go to their veteran's appointment or have somebody to go for them or to bring them to their appointments. So that being said, I talked to the former county manager, Scott Sauer, regarding the transportation and going out for a grant. So he has suggested that I put in Sheila, because she worked so diligently or getting this grant for us for the meeting diet line on that grant. And by that being said, Sheila will let you know what the Operation Roundup Trash Pan Fund was mainly for.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, Mr. Sauer had asked me to assist the niece, that she gave me a call, and I said, Mr. Sauer asked you, and she said, and I said, okay. So Denise gave me all the information that I needed to know. I wanted to know what you wanted to do with the money, how much, everything. So I wrote the grant, and it was due at the end of September. I got a call in the middle of October, and Ms. Patrice Jordan, she's the coordinator of the Roanoke Electric Care Trust, Inc., and she informed me that we got the grant.
All right.
That grant is done quarterly, and you receive up to $5,000. That's the most you can get. And we received all
$5,000. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And so she came and presented it to us. Our interim county manager, Juan, he was here when she gave it to us. And so what I will do is I'm in charge of maintaining an activity report, which we have to do in order to obtain another one. And we are allowed to write a grant every year for up to $5,000. So I can do it every quarter. So after this year, once we use up the $5,000, I will turn around and write another grant in January or March. And it was to help, as Denise said, our veterans for transportation. With the $5,000, we're we'll be able to transport approximately 65 veterans to see, what is it, CHONO, CPTA, CHONO Public Transportation Authority. They charge round trip. Most of the doctors are in Greenville. Occasionally they get their medicine from here, so they do the transportation.
For the congressional district for 2020, today a three-judge panel signed off on the new medicine.
It will allow us to be able to transport them either one way or round trip, whatever they need. And Denise will give me the information, and I will be able to do the report so that we can get some more money.
Great. Wonderful. Any other questions from the board?
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
Fantastic.
And also, I'm not done yet because I spoke with Commissioner Ron and Commissioner Tammy. I am trying to get a very big one.
Trust.
They're going to help me. I did receive the info, so I'm reading it and trying to see how we can get in. So I will need your assistance in helping me obtain the deal.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And one other thing for Director Clark, while you're up here. Board, I want you to know that I had a constituent a few weeks ago who had a very, very serious concern as a veteran, and certainly he had questions that I could not answer. And I was scheduled to be at a meeting with this constituent and Ms. Clark, but I was detained at another meeting that I could not leave because it was a vote about money, and we wanted to make sure Mercy County got our piece. But Ms. Clark, not only did she take care of it, but she took care of it so well that the issue is now satisfied, it's closed, the constituent is satisfied, and the county was extremely well served. Denise, thank you very much.
You're
doing a great job.
Joy, what I'm doing.
Thank you. Thank you. It shows. Okay. All right.
I would like to say congratulations.
Thank you.
I remember when you was first appointed, you were a little bit skeptical. But you got it now and rolling now. So if we can assist you in any way, that's not great.
Thank
job.
You. Thank you.
Very good.
Great. Next on our agenda is board appointments, and the first is for the Roanoke Public Transportation Authority. And I believe we have how many applicants for that? Clerk? How many do we have? One?
Denise.
So what is your pleasure?
I'll make a motion. We move forward with that appointment.
Yeah. It's been moved and properly second for the nomination of Denise Clark for the Roanoke Public Transportation Authority. It's been moved properly second. Any further discussion?
Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Denise, thank you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Congratulations. Next appointment is on the Nursing Home Adult Care Home CAC. And we have on that board, we have three immediate vacancies, and we only have one application that's been received. Is that correct? That application is Ms. Caroline Young. I will say to the board, you know, this is a board that we have had trouble filling this. Mr. Pugh has come before us on several occasions trying to get people, ministers, others who have concerns around the care for seniors or people who are in nursing home care to join this board. So, you know, we need to push to try to get this board filled because they are, you know, they represent the people who are using these facilities, making sure that their care is adequate, this kind of thing. So let's push to see if we can get two additional. But we have a recommendation for Ms. Caroline Young. What is your pleasure?
Second.
Been moved and properly second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of Ms. Caroline Young, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Ms. Young has now been appointed. And let's look to see if we can fill the others as well. The next is the Mideast Commission, an opening on the Mideast Commission. Now, I can tell you, you guys know what the status is right now. I serve on the Mideast Commission as the county's representative along with Mr. L.C. Hoggett representing the county. And I believe it is my position that is up for discussion. And I would just like to say to the board that I would like to continue to serve because I'm the vice chair and will be representing, if elected, in 2 weeks, will be the chairman. And about 60% of all the state funds that come to the county come through the MIDI.
I make a motion to move forward for Mr. Weston to maintain himself on the board.
Thank you. Second. Okay. Any further discussion?
I was thinking it was... Was it not the seat that the superintendent?
No, he could not. The superintendent could not fill that seat because it is the seat.
Okay.
It must be a person who represents a union.
Yes.
And in the past, we've done it someone from the Teachers Association. He's not a part of that union. So we still need to fill that position as well.
Okay.
As well. But it must be a person that is a member of a right. union. And it doesn't have to be. Teachers union. It can be any union, but it must represent a union.
Kind of okay. recommend NCAE.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have them on board. Okay. So, we've had a motion. It's been properly seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Thank you very much. I look forward to serving there and bringing home the bacon, as they say, to Burton County. Okay. Next is our consent agenda. And there are several things that I'd like to try to group together. The approval of the minutes. The minutes for the closed session, 10-7 of 19. Approval of minutes for regular session, 11-4-19. Approval of minutes for closed session, 11-4 of 19. I'd like to take those as a group of three, if there's no objection.
Make a motion. We approve consent agenda items 1 through 3.
I second that.
Moved and properly second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Approved. Next thing on the agenda is the approve the bonds held for Burton County officials. This is the bond so that officials are not held liable for any decision we make as a board. So, and this come through the association, the bonds, or is this a private institution?
This is private.
Through private?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any discussion? Huh? Okay, go ahead. Floor is open for a motion.
Second.
Moved and properly second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the bond for Burton County officials, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Hearing no nays, it is approved. Thank you. Also, we have the Register of Deeds fees report for November. Okay. Floor is open for consideration.
I make a motion to move forward. I'm going to approve one.
Okay, we have a motion. Is that second? Moved and properly second to approve the Register of Deed fees report for November of 2019. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Hearing no nays, it is approved. Thank you. Number six, approval of the 2020 Commissioners Meeting Schedule and the State Holiday Schedule. You have that in front of you. You've had it on a part of the agenda pack. Commissioner Lee did bring one suggestion to the board, and that was the meeting for February the 3rd. She will not be able to be here, and she would like to certainly not have to miss a meeting. So my suggestion is that since we have time, and I know, you know, we all hate to miss, Interim Manager Vaughn, if we could look at an alternative date, maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be a Monday even, okay, that we can move to accommodate Commissioner Vice Chairman Lee. I would appreciate that.
I will be in that leadership class that whole week.
Yeah. Since I was one of the ones to talk her into doing the leadership training, yes. I feel like I'm over. Is that a problem with other members of the board look to do that? Okay. Any other suggestions or issues with the calendar before we put it to vote to approve?
I would like to say that I will approve with the understanding that if the date's up here, if we don't need to have that outside of our regular meetings,
yes,
that it can be canceled.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we talked about in a work session around this, that we were going to put the dates on here so that we would know and the clerk would know if we needed it to be able to schedule it to, in order. But if we don't need it, we'll cancel it and make that notice available to the public via our site as well. Is that agreeable to everyone? Okay. Then the floor is open to for motion on the approval of the meeting schedule for 2020.
I make a motion we approve the schedule with the exception of the February 3rd meeting being moved to the following week or
to an agreed upon date.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's been a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second? I'll second that. all those in favor of the agenda schedule, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it, unanimous. Didn't hear all the votes, but anyway.
I'm still working on the calendar.
We have a list of budget amendments that have you've all had a chance to look over. Some of there are a few new ones that just came to our attention that you have on your in front of you. So the floor is open to consideration of our budget amendments. What is your pleasure?
I make a motion we approve the budget amendment.
Okay. Do I hear a second on that proposal?
Sir.
It's been moved and properly second to accept the budget amendments, including the ones that are not in our package that are now before you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it and approved. We have a work authorization number 5, which is July 1, 2019 to December 31, from Holland Consulting. Interim Manager Vaughn, can you give us a little information about this?
Let's see. William, do you have any information? William and I spoke about this. It's something that...
This is the DRA 17 project that we've been working on, and every time when they come to a certain work authorization, get to the end of it, they come back with another authorization to continue the process and the work that they've been doing all along.
Okay. So no additional cost or anything associated with this. This is just approving the extension of the project, if you will. Great. Okay. Great. That's a great explanation. Floor is open for motion on this work authorization, number 5.
I make a motion we approve work authorization number 5 as written.
Is that second?
I'll second.
Moved and properly second. All those in favor of the approval of work authorization 5 for Holland Consulting, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Approved. Now, I would like to look at the next three, 9, 10, and 11, the Tax Release Journal. Approval of contract service agreement for special projects. Well, I'll take number 10 separately, but I'll look at number 9, tax resolution,
and the resolution for a special election to consider additional quarter cent sales tax together, since we've talked about the sales tax repeatedly, unless there's any objection from the board. Hearing no objection, we're looking at number 9 and number 11. What is your pleasure?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and properly approved. Motion and second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That's the tax release journal for October, and the quarter cent sales tax will be put on the next ballot for our vote. Number 10, review and approval of contract services agreement for special projects and consultation with prior county manager Scott Sauer. What is your pleasure, board?
Make a motion to move forward.
I have a little discussion.
Discussion?
Yes.
I'm
still having a hard time trying to wrap this around my head. We have so many departments where supervisors need or asking for a raise that they have not received since working. And we are paying $5,000 per month for 20 hours a week. I think that's a whole lot of money. And what really caught my attention, to be able to work here on site or not here, to work remotely. Something is wrong with that picture for me.
Further discussion from other commissioners? We've had a lot of dialogue about this. You know, we approved the original contract for the time, and the time was a fraction of what his salary was, which was basically half of the salary for half of the time worked. That's how we got the hours, and that's how we got the amount. But the project about working here on site or off site was really at the discretion of the interim county manager. And I think he really has that discretion as to whether or not he would want him to work on-site, off-site, and I guess it could depend on the project. But I'd like to hear from the interim county manager about his you know, his interests or concern around this.
Usually with consultants, they just have the flexibility to work on-site, off-site. However, if you all would like the majority of his time to be on site, that is something that can be required and discussed with Mr. Sauer.
Yeah.
It is just for me. $5,000 is a lot of money per month for Bertie County. So we would like to see him in the building.
Okay.
I have, well, my concern was if he's in the building, it wouldn't lend well with your transition into your new position. So I would not want that hindered in any way, having Mr. Sauer in the building. That's just my thoughts.
Ms. Atkins or Mr. Trent?
My
opinion is, quite frankly, I would want to leave it to the discretion of the interim county manager. Ms. Vine, if you believe that the citizens of this county and the county can be best served with him working a specific project or an assignment being on site with resources here, that's fine with me. If the same would hold true, though, if there's no benefit of him being here on site, he could work better off site, I'm good with that as well. My suggestion, board, would be that we listen to the concerns of Commissioner Bazemore, and I think those can be taken into consideration, but we leave it to the discretion of the interim county manager in terms of, you know, how that work schedule is made. We did agree in one of our prior meetings that we would ask for documentation about what was done, the amount of time spent on each assignment, so we know that we will be getting the value for the money that we are paying. But I want to be clear that we agreed on the salary was half of his current salary, which was prior salary, which is doing half of the work, half the hours.
And again, if I can add to that, it's no benefits whatsoever. It is
correct.
A consultant, 1099 money.
Okay. Commissioner Bazemore, are you satisfied with that, to leave that discretion so that if he needs to be here, he'll be here?
Leave it to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All minds are clear? All right. Great then. Then the motion's open to approve the resolution for the contract.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Moved and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nays? Ayes have it. Thank you. Okay. That's conclusion of our consent agenda. We have a few discussion items real quick. The first is review and approval of invoices to pay David Hodges for Long Branch Community Stormwater Grantmanship. I think, Mrs. Smith, you had some discussion to share with us, information to share with us.
Yes. The process under the Budgetary Accounting Act requires that William, our finance officer, approve any expenditure. And if it's been budgeted or it says an appropriation, then he has to meet two requirements. But it does, this has not been budgeted. It was not part of any appropriation. It's not part of any agency trust. And I printed out, if you want to see them, copies of after stanchions for you. When I talked to William this afternoon, he's declined to pay the bill because he doesn't believe it was authorized. Now, as a matter of course, under Section 159.28C, you can overrule him, but you cannot approve a claim for which no appropriation appears in the budget ordinance or in a project ordinance, or for which the appropriation contains no encumbrances or unencumbered balance is less than the amount to be paid. None of those exist, so you can't actually overrule him. If you do, in my opinion, it'd be an illegal act, and then each one of y'all, whoever voted, you've got to take the names and addresses of each one of you that votes to pay it, because if a taxpayer brought a lawsuit, you would have to individually pay it back.
That'd be chairman.
Yes, it would.
I don't know, Mr. Hodges, but my advice to you is not to pay this bill.
Well, I think we're going to take that advice, but I can tell you that in talking with the members of the board had no knowledge of any kind of arrangement with Mr. Hodges to be paid for services, even asked the interim county manager to discuss with the prior county manager, and the county manager had no knowledge of any agreement to pay Mr. Hodges anything.
Yes, so, Mr. I didn't catch up.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Juan, and we had a long discussion this afternoon about this, and mm-hmm. there's just no appropriation anywhere. You can't have oral appropriations without mm-hmm. y'all knowing about it.
Great.
Passing approved.
Yeah. We will take the recommendation from our finance director, and this will not require a vote. Thank you. Next is DOT petition for road addition of the Creekside subdivision.
Tracy, I'm going to let Tracy talk a little bit about that, but Tracy and I have been in contact with Ms. Shirley Taylor. She's the one who is in the Creekside subdivision, and she has been trying to petition and get some things done in that community, mainly having the road paved.
Yes, is Ms. Taylor here?
I think so, I didn't see her.
I've just had some phone conversations with her. That subdivision was developed, it's in Windsor ZTJ. It was developed around 2004. And the people who bought the lots there, it's my understanding from talking with Ms. Taylor and some other people that I've talked with over the course of the years, that they bought those lots thinking that that road would be paved and given to the state once all the lots were sold. It's still currently owned by the developer, Milton Mazzello. And they talked to Mr. Mazzello, and he's willing to try to do what he can to help get the road taken over by DOT. Nobody's been able to find any type of agreement. She's under the impression that DOT promised that they would take over the road. DOT has not been doing that for a very long time. You know, we've been through this with other roads in the county. If they are not on that map with residents or dwellings on it, and can be proven before September of 1975, DOT is not likely to even consider going and paving it. But Ms. Taylor has decided, and I think she's talked with all the neighborhood out there, and they've decided to petition DOT to take the road. And I explained to her the process that once they do this petition and the commissioner sign the resolution and send it to DOT. That gives DOT the go-ahead to go out there, and they will create that list of things that need to be done in order for the road to be paved, for them to be able to take the road over.
Okay.
I think she understands that fully now, so what they're going to do is try to get this process started. So they can get DOT to get this resolution, and they will go out there, and they have a list to know exactly what has to be done for DOT to take it over. They can get some cost estimates and see what they're going to have to do in order to get the road taken over.
Great. So there's no cost or to the county in connection with this. They're just asking us to be a part of the petition, if you will, right?
Right.
To
and
DOT.
We went a couple of months ago for Carolina Shores outside of Coleraine, and it's kind of the same process. It's just it's part of DOT's policy that they have this resolution from the County Board of Commissioners in order for them to go out and assess that road.
And because they are in the town of Windsor ETJ, does that affect that they need that from them as well?
No.
They do not.
The county commissioner.
Okay, great.
It was the same deal. The Chowan Shore subdivision was also in
ETJ?
Partially. There's a small portion of the end of it.
Okay.
The county jurisdiction, but they needed the county commissioner's blessing.
I move to support
the
resolution.
Petition.
Okay. Second.
And moved and properly second to that this board would support the petition for a road addition to Creekside Subdivision. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. And we will ask to prepare that for signature. The last thing is discuss a list of suggested names and input committee for Tall Glass Award of Burt T. Beach project.
Yes, this is a list that our consultant, Robin Payne, has been working on. And a lot of the, you are probably reading, you're reading the proposals from the firms, a lot of them mentioned this input committee. It's very important that we get feedback from the community. And that's one thing that the grant writers, the grant want to see, is that we're engaged with the community, we're in tune with the community's needs and having their feedback. So this is an important committee that we need to establish, and there are some names before you, but I believe there may be one that are blank and one is the feedback. But for the most part, there is a representative from each of the categories listed on page 95 of your.
I don't see anybody from, like, just the community.
Okay.
Nick Shook has spoke to me and would love to be a part of the process.
I've spoken to him, I think he's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I see where the commissioner input, and I would love to serve as well.
Okay, great.
Good. So are they looking for approval of the suggested names? Are those all the ones that are under consideration?
Yes.
There are four highlighted here, right?
You can speak right
there.
Which we've spoken to everybody thus far. The folks highlighted in yellow are Dr. Smallwood, I spoke to him.
Great.
The Salmon Creek State Natural Area, we're still trying to.
And what about Dr. Speller, Ben Speller?
I have not spoken to him.
I can give you his number and his cell number, and it should be easy to contact him.
But we'd love to have more people on and represent
that. Mm-hmm.
Dr.
Speller would be a great addition.
The gentleman that Donna has mentioned.
Mark Sarsen?
No, he declined because he's busy.
Okay.
Cooperative Extension.
Jared, yes, excellent, yes.
He said he loved to do it.
Okay.
And
Yeah, and also Commissioner Trent would like to be a part of it, right? And I'm sure that Dr. Ben Speller would. We'll give you the number and get in contact with him.
Also, I don't know if he will, but he said Mike Freeman. He's from Mary. He's a very he would know a lot about it.
I can see his hand up right now. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. We're voluntarily.
Mike, you want to say a few words?
I'm thinking they're going to get mama told.
Hey, Mike, you want to say a few words?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
We've worked really hard on the vision sessions, what Tall Glass of Water can do, not just for the citizens of our team on site, but also what's that wave that can move throughout our team to support all kinds of programs and possible programs. And so each of the folks on this list, you know, have important input as to what could happen on the project, whether it's activities, youth, education, all types of things. But real important is that when the architect that y'all choose starts working, the only way that they're going to be able to implement that vision of what you want to see and to make it that special Bertie stamp is by hearing from all the folks on this committee. So we're jumping to it and wanting to get everybody together. Once the architect that you choose has that vision and hears from the committee and they understand the activities that are going to take place, then they can start designing the footprint. How much square footage do we need to have?
Mm-hmm.
So we feel like this is really great. And a lot of the firms that we spoke to early on said this helps us a lot. Because otherwise, they're going to come on board and they're going to start the vision process. So this is great. We have the names that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And
will there be more names added to this list? Is that the list, or will there be more names added to that list?
Well, for instance, Windsor, Mayor Hoggard, and you can bring whomever you would like to meet. So what we've done is identify the director of that group. They'll probably want to bring other folks. But certainly, any of the commissioners, on any of the days that we have a meeting, we'll let you know.
And I think this committee needs to name themselves.
Yeah. In terms of a name for the committee. Yeah, we'll leave that to them. We just wanted, they wanted us to approve the names of the people to be on the committee at this time. Sure. But Robin, thank you very much, because I mean this is very important. I mean, the work that we're doing here can have long-term implications for the future and success of the county and this project. We're putting a lot of money into it, a lot of citizens' money, and we want to make sure that we get the benefit of, you know, the feedback from key stakeholders. And the people that you have on this list are people who represent significant segments of the county and have done a lot of great work. That's why I really like people like Ben Speller on here, because he's done some significant work at Hope, native of Bertie County. So I think he could be a real asset, and also having someone from Extension Services and all the others, Mike, John, and Commissioner Bazemore, who volunteered. So thank you, Robin. Thank you for the great work. All right. Now, Commissioner reports. We're going to start down with Commissioner Atkins. Okay. Commissioner Lee.
Yes, and I'll try to be as quick as possible. Our airport project is moving right along. We're getting excited as a airport authority. They will be bringing in our temporary office building this month. They may have already, he didn't say, but yeah. And then the tear down of the old terminal will happen next month, and we're going to have a little groundbreaking thing And so I'll be sure to send that information to you when I get it. The water line, we've gotten a contract for it, and that should be installed real soon. There are several new businesses in Windsor, so please make sure that you go by and see them and buy something from them. We have Rachel's Bakery, which is absolutely wonderful, yummy, yummy. And that's on the corner of King and Granville. Then we have King Street Liquidation, which is the old Hammerheads. And they have lots of beautiful Christmas decorations in there right now. So if you haven't completed your decorating, go see them. And then I think I'm pronouncing this right, Abel Lachey is just past the cemetery on your left-hand side. So go shop local, yes. Then this coming Saturday, we have a fundraiser for Humane Society at the old high school. There'll be lots of vendors out there selling their products. And then the Gymboree is in Orlando this Saturday, and that's a benefit for the Rotary Club. So lots going on. Tis the season.
Thank you. Commissioner Lee. I mean, excuse me, Commissioner Trent. Commissioner Trent.
I'd like to say the town of Lewiston has received several $100,000 in grants. They've asked me to assist them in construction. We've already got the park cleared as far as the land goes, and we've also purchased the IGA building, which is going to be Vitality Center. And it's approximately 7,000 square feet, and we'll probably be starting the interior of that probably in the next few weeks. Contracts have been let and things of that nature. So we are moving forward in West Berkshire County with something very, very, very positive.
Okay. Mr. Mazemore.
Yes. The Golden Leaf Disaster Recovery Program, I'm sure all of us received that email. And I thought it was pretty interesting, whereas even if you have started your repairs, there's still money available to assist with that. I know Reverend Pastor Gregory Gillum had applied for the application of this, and I was wondering where it was, because this is ongoing, you know, so the money is gone. And I just wondered, I hope we will not lose out on this opportunity here in Berkshire County. Because, you know, with the number of buildings and infrastructure that was flooded out, I'm sure we can find a place for that money. Do anyone know the status on Gregory's application or have, because I was going to call him. But...
Holland would be who you need to talk to and have them look that up. We've done already one for Mr. Robinson already, right? Looked it up, found out where it was at, and what office it was being held up in. Okay, so if you want to go over that later on, we'd be more than glad to get you filled in.
Okay.
Also, the United States Senate, they are encouraging us to consider to ease the impact of the Medicaid inmate exclusion on our local justice system, whereas if someone has committed a crime but has not been found guilty yet, they take away all their medical help, and they would like to not take it away until they are found guilty. So there is a letter of support, and I do have it, and I will be sharing it with the group.
Great. And certainly I want to hear from our junior commissioners. Any ideas, any suggestions, or any feedback that you can give us?
Firstly, I'm going to say that, excuse my voice, I'm a little underneath the weather. Anyway, firstly, let me say that it is a pleasure and an honor to again serve Berkshire County as the junior commissioner. It gives me a somewhat warm joy to just watch myself and along with you all up down that board just uplift and build it. Community in the county, because this is basically what we're leaving to generations and generations and even more generations ahead. So one day when they have to take that history course, which they need to. They'll look back and they'll really stop and think about how far Breaking County has come as a whole, per se. Any, in response to what I have read and what I have heard up here on this agenda tonight, I agree with it all. And as far as the tall glass of water, the Bertie Beach project, I would like to know what would be next for it. For instance, is it going to be open to the public 24/7 or just on special occasions? Mm-hmm. And also, do we plan on developing it as far as, well, I know that we probably will, but it won't be anytime soon, get to the status of, say, a beach at Manteo or the city or anything. We'll work our way up to that.
We'll yeah, we will.
But do we plan on developing it right now, per se?
Oh, absolutely. The plan is going to be, you know, we have short-term kind of goals and things we need to do out there. We need to make it handicap accessible. We need to get facilities out there for the public. We have still work to do on the beach itself and the water. But we've begun the process, and it is going to be a process. And I think in years to come, this will be a reason to come to Bertie County, you know, belong to the citizens of Bertie County. That's what's so cool about it. And it can be a multi-use facility. I mean, part of our recreational plan that we're working on is to say, how can we get the most from this property and include so many different things, camping, RV parking, all different kinds of recreational things. You know, our citizens have a lot of different interests, right? And so we want this to be a multi-purpose kind of property that everybody will feel proud of and be able to be a part of. So the work has just begun. We have, you know, we got one grant, original grant for $500,000 from Parks and Recreation. That grant is opening up for us again, and we plan to apply for that grant for another $500,000. And they encouraged us to apply again. So that's good. But there's a lot of work to be done, and we want you to all to be a part of it. I mean, you're going to be using it, other generations, and we need your input on it too as well. Great. Young ladies?
I would just like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve as your commissioner.
Pleasure to have you. Yes.
I like to say that I'm very happy and excited to work with the board members and to help me serve the needs of our community.
Great. Thank you both. Thank you both.
I have a quick answer question. I noticed we have a nice list, but we did not add a student to the list. They have great ideas.
We have three good ones right here.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I can't hear you. Shoes.
I scribbled one note as you were speaking. Yeah, we can be in touch with them. Okay. It's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Let me just give a few brief comments for myself. And one thing, you know, I was appointed by the governor a few months back on the community college board. And one of the reasons I was appointed is because I felt that our community college needs to change to offer more job-ready kinds of skills to the public. And I had been very outspoken in that regard, I guess. So I guess they put me on the board to see if we could make it happen. Well, and I'm going to want to get the input specifically, not only the board, but for the junior commissioners, because we are going forward with some opportunities to add a considerable number of job-ready kinds of skills supported by internships at the conclusion of their completing the job study. And this will make a significant change, because right now most of the courses are either college prep kind of courses or GED kinds of courses. There are some, like nursing and law enforcement, that do lead to certificates, but we need more hard skill kinds of job training that can lead specifically to very good jobs that can keep our best and brightest folks right here in Bertie County. And we've been working with the governor's office, we've been working with the Mideast Commission, we've been working with the Community College Board, and we're very close to a significant announcement in that regard, but that'll be forthcoming. like I said, I am pleased that if all goes as expected, in a couple of weeks I will be named the chairman and president of the Mideast Commission. I've served on that board now for 6 years in order to work my way up where I can hopefully have an impact to make sure that we're getting our fair share of resources. I remember when I first went on that board, there were 27 funded applications, and Berkshire County had one. I can report to you now that we have as many as any other county, and more than some. But we are still in certain areas, and I won't get into what they are necessarily, but we're perhaps still underrepresented. So there's opportunity for us to continue to grow and get our fair share of state funds that come through that organization. So I'm looking forward, and I thank the board for reappointing me to that committee.
That's the chairman's comments. But I also remember you and I looking at it one time. We had zero grants.
That's correct.
And now we're at the top of the list as far as grants.
That's correct.
And that was back in 2013 when we looked at it. We had zero grants that Berkshire County had received. And now we're at the top of the list, the grant list, as far as the amount of money we've got.
A lot of areas. Our seniors were getting one of the lowest amounts of funding for senior services. Yet still, we had the largest age population in the district. Now that has changed significantly, and we're getting a significant share of those dollars. So a lot of good work by all of the Berkshire County folks. I want to emphasize that. There are a number of Berkshire County folks on that Mideast Commission. We are a tight delegation, and we work together to make sure that we serve you well. So thank you. All right. Now, County Manager's Report.
After a lot of reading, you know, we received 15 responses to our request for qualifications for our Fall Level Water Project. And so after reading all of those and meeting with our team, who consisted of our consultant, Robin Payne, Economic Development Director, Steve Biggs, and our Recreation Director, Donna, we pretty much scored all of them. All of the responses that we received, and that scoring was based on their demonstrated understanding of the project, making sure that it was, they understood the uniqueness of Berkshire County, making sure that they had that specialized and relevant experience for the things that we want to include in that project, and then just their overall performance of things that they've done. In addition to their approach to the project schedule and proposed organization to complete the objectives. And lastly, we wanted them to be or have some experience with grant writing and grant preparation. So with that said, the top firms that I would like to recommend based on my conversation with our team include, in no particular order, Ratio, TSW, Vines, McAdams, and Albemarle.
So we have five firms.
Yes, those are our top five firms. Those are my recommendations for the top five. So as discussed, if you all are able to provide a selection by our next meeting or before, I have a timeline Robin would love for me to share with you all. She's estimated that it could take to 14 weeks to prepare for a Part F grant that's at the beginning of May. So she's very adamant, April, she's very adamant about speeding that up. But initially we discussed meeting for first meeting in January, you all having recommendations for the firms, and then entering the firms on our work session in January.
Right.
So
let's be clear about what the ask is. The ask is that it will be our responsibility to review all five, and at our next meeting, decide which ones of those we would like to interview. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And call in at the next meeting. And that's the full dog and pony where they give us, you know, what they can do, their vision, the whole works. And one of the key elements we talked about was their ability to help as part of the revenue generation portion and grant piece for this project. To me, that's very important. Mm-hmm. We need the vision piece. We need, you know, have they done this kind of work?
Right.
We also need to know that they'll be good partners for us in helping us find the money in order to do the work. Okay?
Absolutely.
Is the board satisfied with that schedule?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
not sure how we're going to accomplish this. I mean, are we coming back to the next meeting with our own recommendations, or is this something that's going to be just, it's a lot of discussion requirements, a lot to do with that. Right. With my concern. Yeah. I'm just not sure how it's going to actually happen.
Here's what we've done in the past, and we've used this before in several interviews like this. We're asking that you take a look at all five and perhaps rank them yourself, right? Or decide which ones are worthy of coming back for interview. And we'll have some consultation among the board, reach some agreement on which firms and how many we do bring back. And that's all we're asking at this point. Which of those five, one, two, three, maybe all five, do we want to bring back to give an actual presentation before us? We'll limit the time of that presentation and give them some idea of what we want them to discuss with us, and then go from there. But it is a good bit of, yeah, it's better than looking at all 15, like they originally gave us in the box. 15, they've narrowed it down to us for five. And so now our work begins on those five. Okay? All right? Let's go through. All right. Okay. Anything else?
That's all.
Okay, great. And county attorney?
Yes, sir. Concerning the road ordinance, the 45-day period for Mr. Ticket Cherry Roads has elapsed today, because you can't have it on the weekend or holiday ending. So the question now becomes the enforcement mechanism that you have to instruct us to use. Just to refresh your recollection, if you want me to, one is you can bring an action in the nature of a collection of a civil debt of $100 a day, which the money is not a penalty, but it's to be used to offset the cost of fixing the road. The other option of the statute, which I think is the better one, is to first sue for an injunction and an order of abatement, which would get a Superior Court judge. I think Judge Cole's going out at the end of this month. It'll be Judge Grant next 6 months, I believe, giving an order requiring him to fix the road. And if he does not, the county can fix it under the terms of the order. And then if you decide to seek reimbursement from him, file a civil action for the collection, however many days it takes. But I'm assuming everybody saw the pictures of
what
was sent today in the hole in red where the ambulance couldn't make it down the road. So that's the first issue that needs to be addressed. I have two more under that as well. The second one is we have still not been able to get service on the other gentleman who's dodged the people we sent after. So that has led us to make a recommendation to you that we amend the ordinance. The service provision says it's to be served by the Sheriff of Bergen County. I guess we were thinking, all of us collectively, and I'll take the blame as some senior attorney, that you know most of the landowners will be here in Bergen County. What we would like to propose is that it remain that a service be attempted by the Bergen County Sheriff's Department, but in the event that fails, that we then can serve the landowner by any means recognized under North Carolina Rules of Civil Procedure, which would mean certified mail, private process server, or publication. But in the event of publication, you would have to post the property as well, like you do tax foreclosures. Mm-hmm. But it's a significant weakness when you have somebody living in the
sure,
mountains.
Sure, I understand.
And we sent two people after them, and they just can't catch it.
Right. Well, let's take the last piece first, if you will. The motion is whether or not we need to amend the ordinance to add the ability to serve outside of Bergen County.
Seems like a motion to move forward.
Do I hear a second on that? Moved and properly second that we amend the ordinance to be able to use collection procedures for people who live outside of Bergen County. All those in favor? Yes.
We'll get you a draft.
Okay. Okay, great. And the first issue is which direction do we give our attorneys in terms of the one person. Now, I take it, Mr. Smith, that he has not had any kind of response.
Not to our law firm, and to my knowledge, he has not spoken to the county manager, nor to Mitch. Mitch is the only one I hadn't asked. Mitch, where is he? Okay, Mitch hadn't heard from him either. And, mm-hmm. I mean,
rainy day like today is living proof is, I think, what the ordinance is designed, rightly or wrongly, to correct.
Correct. So the county attorney is asking us to, which should we pursue? Should we take the, as he's recommending, to be able to sue, to go ahead and, or to, what was the first option?
You know, the only two options are bring a lawsuit, but it doesn't make any sense to me to sue and impose a $100 fine on, and that's not a fine, but a civil recovery until you know what it's going to take to fix it, because it might be just as simple as going out there with, you know, three dump truck loads of rock level. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not an expert in road construction, Mr. Trent, or you, or somebody better than that night.
We have one estimate between 8,000 and 10,000 miles.
Okay, well, then there'll be a lot of days. Maybe that'll give him some incentive. If we sue him, he could still fix it. You know, it wouldn't be too late.
Correct.
You can dismiss a lawsuit. Once the county gets a judgment, we're going to have to move to enforce it. So my advice would be to seek an injunction and abatement. And if he doesn't then do as the court orders, the court will allow us to do it, which is the purpose of doing it for the citizens.
I have a question. So just throw it out there. If I say if it's my property, my land, and the county decide to sue me, whatever, I'm going to sue you for being on my property. That's private property. That's like if my car's in my yard broke down, and I you can't make me fix my car.
Well, actually, I can.
Yeah,
if I'm the county for
a fee. If I got on mine.
Yeah, the county has that authority. But
could you? I'll tell you what. Show it to me anyway. That's what I'm
talking about. Well, I mean,
not tonight, but.
What we have on the floor, the suggestion from a county attorney is to impose the injunction, the abatement, as the best means of understanding what the cost to repair the roads would be, and then we would know what action to specifically take with the person responsible for those repairs.
I would tend to go with his recommendation and do the abatement because I want to see if. Yeah, I was against this ordinance from the get-go. So I want to see if Judge Grant is actually going to say, yes, sir, you got to fix that road before we go imposing a fine on this gentleman. So that would be where I'm at.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think it's the easy, fastest way to getting the work done. I'm concerned about the citizens who live on that property, who live down the road, who can't get the services that they need. I mean, we've got to move on things like this. The reason we did this in the first place is because people's lives were at risk. And it's our job to represent them to make sure that we serve them. So I'm definitely in favor of this, and I'm in favor of moving aggressively. So and I think the law will uphold exactly what we're looking to do, hopefully.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Moved and properly second to allow the county attorney to go forward with injunction and abatement on this matter. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Ayes have it. Thank you. All right. Now, we had a tall glass of water easement update. County attorney?
I would say this on the heading of good news. We've been informed that the Sawyers are not interested in the county putting a direct easement across the properties we requested. Of course, there is an easement that already exists there. It's sort of got a dog leg in it, and they're not interested in us squaring it up and coming across their property, according to their representative. We think, and this is based on Jonathan Huddleston's title examination and looking at the old map, because it was exactly there is a described easement out there, 217. We think it's going to come out right out where the curb cut is, pretty close, but we're not going to know until we get a survey done.
Okay.
And if you get the survey done and it turns out it is part of the Sawyer's land, then maybe we can go back to them and talk to them about just a little bit of land, or you can consider an extraordinary remedy such as condemnation. But I'd like a shot at Dr. Sawyer. I can't get past his, I've known him a long time.
Look, my question about this, and I ask other people,
I know we asked someone else to talk to him, but have we, I mean, the county attorney, spoken directly with this
officer? We have not, because he won't speak directly to us, but I think I can solve that problem.
Okay. Good. Because I think that we need to have that direct, as much of that as we can.
I mean, his representative is not a lawyer. His representative is a lawyer. I've been able to attempt to get around it, but... Mr. Deal, who's a very nice man,
sure.
An excellent job as a forester, as his representative. You know, I think our prescribed our opinion to you would be go ahead and survey what we've got, which hasn't been done, so we know exactly what it is we're talking about. Because I don't think y'all are interested in condemning them his lands or their lands. So it's a question of determining what we got so we can all look at it.
Okay.
So if you can give us the authority to get a surveyor, Jonathan, I don't do real estate much, but Jonathan can, and I will make it my business to try to get up Dr. Saul.
Great. Sounds like we need a motion to allow the county attorney to conduct the survey.
I make a motion to move forward with that survey.
Second.
Moved and properly second. No further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nays? Ayes have it. Thank you.
Can I ask just one more question?
Yes, sir.
I promise you, I'm not looking work. It sounds like I am, but I got plenty. I had a discussion with Mr. Trent, and I got a very rough draft of an agreement from 6 weeks ago about archaeological digs on the county property.
Yes.
And I wanted to know if y'all wanted to go forward with that contract. And basically, what contract says is that if you find an artifact on the county's property, that the county has complete control and ownership, and we determine where it is displayed and it recognizes our ownership. And the contract that I have got a rough, and I emphasize this rough draft of, has a provision in it that if you breach it, we can go to court and get a restraining order to stop you from taking our property. And I don't know if y'all are interested in going to that stream with archaeological dig or not. So I didn't want to go any further until y'all told me something.
Well, we did have discussion around that matter.
Yes.
Well, we wanted to protect the county's interests for sure.
But my concern is we have partnered with the town of Windsor to fund this dig, and so I don't know how they would feel if we.
I'm a citizen of the town of Windsor. All I can say to you is, if you're digging on town of Windsor's land, I know who they think on this stuff.
That's correct.
That's up to y'all. I don't want a dog in fight.
If we're asking for a motion, my motion is to move forward with the agreement.
Motion on the floor, and it's been properly seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of going forward with the proposal to allow all of those things to be a part in ownership of the county, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it.
And just to add to that, Windsor has an agreement on that also with them already, if they find anything.
Yes.
I would like to say, and I don't know if you know this or not, they actually were starting today to do the dig. So if you do this contract, you might want to hurry that one up.
I don't know if they did get to start today
because of the weather.
I'm not 100% sure the contract is necessary, although there was a ton of discussion about apparently archaeologists like to take this stuff back to the lab. My total knowledge of archaeology is Indiana Jones, so all I can say is I would argue that it's our property to start with it, but...
That would not be my question.
I guess what you're saying here just clarifies it. It's just clarifying it gives us the right to stop some. So, it isn't. People take this stuff all the time, apparently. When we got looking at it, there's lots of articles where archaeologists say, I found it in mine.
Right.
No, actually, it's not. It's like going and digging on my house here in Windsor. It'd be mine.
But and there's nothing that would preclude us if we decided to share something or display of that someplace else.
It's like the Hope Diamonds on display in Washington, D.C., right. But it's under a return agreement if the family knows it ever wants to buy it.
That's right. Yeah. And if that property belongs to the citizens of Berkeley County, we need to protect their rights around anything that's found on that property.
And a little research has shown that there's tons of these agreements around because... Everybody lends stuff. Like if they found something really spectacular,
sure.
The Museum of Natural History in Raleigh wanted to display it for Berkeley County, that would be great. We just want it back when you're done with it.
makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. Okay, great. So I think that's most of the agenda. Now we'd like to open the floor. If there's no further comments from any commissioners or county attorney or county manager, we'd like to open the floor for public comments. Again, we always do that at the beginning and at the end of each meeting. So any comments from citizens, please come forward. No? No? All right. Great, great. All hearts and minds are clear. Great. We don't have a closed session on Jimmy, do we? Great. All right. a motion to close?
So move.
Second.
All right. All those in favor? Yes, of course?
Yes.
Thank you. Meeting's closed. Thank you. I was hoping to be faster than that, but...
Congratulations.